Hey guys, welcome to Letters to Parents. This is a podcast that's targeted to parents, specifically African parents, on how to connect and reconnect with their children. We are the voice of voiceless children.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for today. We thank you for allowing us to come together again to discuss, Father God, a topic. We pray that you lead us into this discussion, whatever you want us to say, Heavenly Father. We pray that we preach, Father God, and that you continue to guide us and bless us for the episodes. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Obviously, you know the vibes, jingle bells, and Wayne the Manger silent.
Come on, come on. Merry Christmas and that.
Anyways, guys, did you guys know that they weren't three wise men? There was only just wise men.
Yeah,
I heard that. So...
We found that out last week in our Christmas. Well, this week, yesterday actually.
Oh yeah, your nativity.
See, I found that out a long time ago, but you know, people just don't.
I think it was Montana that told me that yesterday actually.
So I can't remember. Was it five?
No, it was just that we don't know the number. But we people just assumed there was three because of three gifts. But...
Three gifts, yeah.
She said, "Was there five? Show me the scripture." So this episode is going to be focusing about Christmas in an African household.
Yes, sir.
So, guys, obviously leading up to Christmas, how have your past Christmases been? Okay, so what's the sign?
I don't know why she's saying like that.
No, because I feel like I haven't had my dream Christmas yet.
Oh,
you know,
since
you guys don't have that dream Christmas that you really want to like.
No, stop being
down.
To be fair, yeah, oh, I do. Okay. I do want it.
Of course, with my family, where we all wear matching PJs.
Yes.
JP, no, I don't know why you're laughing because you wish it to. So
no, I don't.
No, you definitely do.
I find that stuff cringe. That is nasty.
You're a capper.
No, it's one day out of 365 days. Come on.
He's saying it's cringe, yeah, but when his wife wants him to do, wear it.
Oh, yeah, that's my babe. I told him I'm gonna be whipped for her. What do you mean? Baby says jump. I say how high? My ideal Christmas is a Home Alone Christmas in a big gaff, bare presents.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He said Home Alone.
Without the Home Alone, but you know, in the...
He actually said the same thing. And just because he said matching PJs, he wants to cry.
No, as in like the Home Alone 4 specifically. The big house, you know, the presents. It's amazing. Yeah. Home Alone, actually.
No, but I actually do want my dream Christmas. You know, we are wearing matching PJs or, I don't know, maybe matching socks. Or even if it's just matching jumpers, you know.
Yeah.
Jumpers that say something
matching jumpers.
I want to see stockings up, you know. I want to see an actual Christmas tree. I want to see presents under the Christmas tree. A substantial amount of Christmas presents. Thank you very much. Call me selfish, call me spoiled. One Christmas present from the whole family.
What?
I expect individual presents. Mum and Dad, your presents are not together, okay? Thank you very much. Individual presents. So yeah, presents on the Christmas tree. You know, the dining table is set with the cutlery and the plates, the turkey sitting there ready to be cut by Dad.
Yes, turkey.
Isn't it? Yeah, Christmas turkey.
So it's all, I think what you want is a white man Christmas. You want the...
No.
What?
No.
You lot don't eat turkey in your yard. You haven't had Christmas. No. Sorry. Bye.
No, we do. No, we do. Christmas. We do. But you want the commercial...
No, but why have we made that into a white man's... Why can't it just... No,
we have the whole turkey as well. What are you on?
No,
I have turkey.
You want the whole commercialized thing. Like.
No, not commercial. Obviously, there'll be the jollof and whatever. And then, you know, afterwards, you guys have eaten. You open your presents. You do family games night. You guys do your little dance. And the thing is as well, what I notice on African Christmas is that families don't come together.
Yeah, that's true.
Because some of my cousins, I haven't seen them in years.
Family.
Christmas is meant to be family all coming together, you know. That's why I feel like for some people, Christmas is so, they're so excited because they're seeing family that they haven't seen in so long.
But
for me, it's really just another day of slaving in the kitchen, washing the plates, going to sleep. There's nothing special to it. And then if I get a Christmas present, I'm lucky that it's Lynx. Yes, it's Lynx. Lynx women.
Oi, that enough.
I've never heard that one before.
Lynx women. Yes, I know what I said. But yeah, that's like the ideal Christmas that I would like.
Do you know what? When you said all those things, I really deep. That's my family norm. Like, we do all these things already. And like my mom and I, we started cooking together like recently. Like 2 years, we cooked together on Christmas Day, which is actually quite cute because
I learned from my mom, and like we just spend time in the kitchen together. Yes, I'm a first son. Yes, I'm black. Yes, I'm a boy. I'm Yoruba, and I cook. I do not subscribe to that agenda that Yoruba moms. Yoruba moms baby their son.
Yeah.
My mom doesn't baby myself and my brothers. I was never babied. I cook. And I can cook, all right? So all you brothers out there that struggle to boil water and burn it, get a grip and start cooking. Like, thank you very much.
He's like, you got them. Are you hearing that?
Of course.
No, but do you know what one thing my brother did? This is how bad my brother does not cook. He had bread and oil.
What?
Yeah, I can't lie to you, Chelsea. That's a mad...
He dipped bread inside oil.
Yeah, that's...
And said, yeah, I've eaten today.
That's scary.
That's crazy.
Please teach your sons how to cook.
Yeah, my family Christmas is nice, man. I think the only thing for me is, anyways, presents. That was really interesting.
Aww.
I don't want to sound spoiled, but I barely ask for anything. But anyways, next question.
I get presents sometimes.
Why does it sound like he's gonna cry?
Please? Because I am gonna barely ask for anything, and the one day. Yeah, I'm supposed to get something. I don't get a jack.
£2 a day can give this young boy a present.
That was bad.
A jack is a understatement. I get something, but it's like the things that I ask for is I can never get them. When I ask you, it's like, why is this expensive? And then you're confused as to why I don't ask you to buy me stuff. When I do ask, you say no.
There's never favoritism with my parents and presents. I can't lie. Because my sister will go to my dad. Bam, I want these trailers. Okay, take my card.
Don't take my card.
Can I have money to buy like a planner or something? Do you really need it? Why are you questioning me if I need it? Does she really need the trailers? Oh. She's got 10 upstairs, bro. But not to be selfish, not to be ungrateful before any African parents come and try and come for our net. Yes, I do get Christmas presents and I appreciate them often. Of course, lovely and all of that, but you know, there's just some certain presents that I would like. Maybe get me the presents I actually
want. That's what I'm saying.
I think my Christmases have changed over the years. So first it was just we would go to family and we would all do our Christmas together, as in like with extended family, cousins, all of that. But that was years ago. I don't really chat to my cousins like that anymore. So then it was just we do our own Christmas in our house and make our turkey, do our thing, da da da. Then it was we will go on holidays for Christmas instead. Shout out to Dubai, shout out to Lanzarote, get me, and all that. New York, sorry, come on. Last year, our parents were in Nigeria, so it was just us, quote unquote, kids. So we all did Secret Santa with like, because the presents thing died out a long time ago, not gonna lie. So we decided to do Secret Santa, and then this year, I'm guessing it's just a quiet one. We're just at home. So my Christmases have just been different. But Christmas, I think I stopped caring about it a long time. Like, I don't. The whole where people get excited and stuff. Like, I don't know. There's something until like maybe a week before, like a couple of days, the excitement for Christmas doesn't exist. Like, you know, before you'll be like, December has come and you're like, oh my days, Christmas is coming. Now it's just like, okay, Christmas is coming. This Christmas, I think people are going to really maximize their excitements because the year that we've had has been a year.
Yeah.
It's been a year. My God. We've had like 10 years, one decade in this 1 year, bro.
That's what I was saying as well. First year in the new decade.
It's actually true. It's been interesting.
Crazy. I remember when everyone was inside, we got this, the first year in the new decade.
Quick controversial question. Well, what does society display as Christmas is really about? The birth of Jesus Christ or discounts, presents, enjoyments, let's get drunk, Dirty December,
I'm yelling. It's an economy booster. That's what it is.
Literally.
Yeah. I really don't like the whole idea. I always say this. I don't think I'm political, but I always say, because we live in a Christendom where, you know, a Christendom. So basically, we live in a country where they seem to put religion, Christianity at the top. So, you know, when people go to court, they swear on the Bible, the queen is Christian.
We live in a...
Yeah, like, you know, you have to be...
Pro-Christianity country.
Yeah.
England is very Christian, yeah.
Yeah, you know, well, you have to be Anglican to be an MP.
Really?
Because, you know, Tony Blair. Tony Blair was Catholic, and he converted to Anglican when he was MP and PM. And then when he stepped down, he converted back to Catholicism. It's quite interesting. But all of that, And I feel like they've made it very commercial now. So they'll be like, oh yeah, my days, yeah, Christmas, you know, you go to Car Factory, you see the little manger cards. But really and truly, the card is £2.59 because they want to boost the economy.
Yeah.
It's all for the trading. And I don't like that.
Everything they used to maximize. Can we even just deep the strategy that they did in terms of this lockdown? Let's all talk about it, because we were on lockdown from, I don't know what it was it November March. Or October? Whatever they said, we're going back on lockdown. Why all of a sudden is it Corona has run away for the month of December? And then we're going back on lockdown again in January till March. You're trying to tell me that they're not just trying to make money. They're not just trying to maximize. Watch when February comes, they'll just say February 14, go out.
Go out.
Do what you like. Like, it's literally, we live in such a capitalist society, it's ridiculous. But
maximizing all the celebration.
That's what I'm saying.
Like July and August, we were out as well because they had their eat out to help out. This honestly, government know what they're doing. They're scamming you. Stop spending.
Their eat out to help out was the worst idea ever. Coming to think about it now, because deep down people were going out between Monday and Wednesday trying to get that discount.
I was one of them. I'm guilty.
So you're having a massive flood of people coming out.
Yeah, I'm guilty still.
It's ridiculous.
I never used it.
I can't like cockroach soup like Monday to Wednesday.
No way. You didn't eat
out. Only once. That was McDonald's.
Wow.
That eating out to
help out. That them times the broke was broke.
Yeah, I didn't know job. The only thing I was eating out of was the ice cream container.
Stupid. It's
tough, man.
I said water for dinner. Did you guys get Christmas presents last year?
Yeah, I did actually. My Christmas, I feel like, for context, you guys have already heard me say this. I'm a very cheap child. I don't really ask for much because the stuff I want, I buy it myself anyway. But I just had the whole idea of you giving, because the concept of you giving me is that you thought about me and you knew I wanted it and you gave it to me. But last year, if I can remember, what I got was, my dad gave me money, of course, because my dad doesn't. I've been at uni, so apparently it's, they don't know what I want. Okay, I send you a list this year. Anyways, I got money, I got socks, but my auntie, I got a scarf, but I haven't worn it because COVID. My mom bought me I don't know what it was, I forgot, but it was something that I liked. I really forgot. It was underwear, something that I liked, and money, but I forgot. That's what I got last year. I'm honestly, I haven't received a proper present since when did I start watching Bleach? In year 11, I think, and I'm in third year of uni.
Dude,
well, what about you guys?
Well, last year we did Secret Santa in it, so, and I got, what's it called? It was a MAC eyeshadow, and my sister's boyfriend got it for me because he was my Secret Santa.
That's cute. Aww.
It was cute, innit? It was nice. But like, I feel like you got me what you would have assumed I would have wanted. I wasn't upset at the present because, like, I actually wanted eyeshadow, but I wasn't upset at the present because, what's it called? He doesn't really know me like that to know what I'm going to want once. So he got me something that he knew that I would want.
That's still an effort.
Yeah, I loved the present because of the effort more than, I really love this present. I like when people, thoughtful gifts are my bag. Oh my gosh. I love when people just know what I want because they listen to me, or they clock that this is what I like. Oh, that, love my life.
That's cute. Shayla McKellen.
This is his husband, if you're listening to this.
LOL.
I didn't get anything for Christmas last year. We went on holiday, and you know how they do. They'll be like, the presents. I was like, okay. All right, then.
They pay for your holidays. That's nice.
Because it was a family holiday.
Yeah, they pay for your holidays. That's nice.
Yeah, but I got my sister some metal straws because she really wanted to just shut up about them. So I got them for her. She was very excited about straws. I was like, sis, it's just straws. Like, come on, behave. But she was excited about that. Yeah, because we went on holiday, they were like, no Christmas presents in it. So yeah, that's the story of my life.
I think one thing that I've gained is, if we're going to go on holiday, save up. Don't use the holidays as an excuse to not buy presents, because you're going on holiday. What am I going to open up when I'm abroad?
You guys do. I can't lie. When you go on holiday, I don't think Christmas Day is I can't say it's no longer Christmas Day, but you actually just go out. It's not the same as being in the UK and sitting down and being like, I'm going to open up my presents.
No, we didn't.
Where did you go, bruv? You go on holiday abroad or whatever. You don't. The Christmas has now it's not a traditional Christmas anymore where you sit down and eat turkey and give presents. So the whole not having presents is permissible, but not for me in my household anyway.
No, because I've done Christmas in France before. I've done Christmas in Nigeria a few times. Nigeria, we don't have presents.
Christmas in Nigeria is so late.
Bam! Oh, you know I want to go out. I'm going to do that at least once. It might be next year still. Because
Christmas in Nigeria, you guys, has come. But Christmas in Nigeria is boring because I,
No, because we're not talking about the Christmas and as you're talking about. We're talking about where you go with your friends.
That's what I'm saying.
Not exactly.
Okay, so
maybe you don't have.
You have friends.
No, I don't have friends in Nigeria. I don't know anyone.
No, we're not saying go and meet people in Nigeria. We're saying come from the UK together. Wake up.
It, bro. No, because sorry, no, because I've never seen Nigeria's like that. You get what I mean?
Nah, you're not following the right people. These guys are out here, they are enjoying.
I'm going with my family, they ain't going nowhere.
Okay, then you tell them I'm gonna see you 1 week.
Where
you need to go and see your friends? You need to go and stay on the island, stay on the island in a hotel with your brethren, and then you lot go out and have fun. Do your bro,
there's so many Christmas activities to do in Nigeria, so many, and it's so nice, even if just going to watch like all the Christmas stuff, they have different like lighting events. As well, these men really go all out with their lighting in Nigeria.
Ooh, bad smell.
What I would love to do for that, even the and concerts, I'm definitely like to my bucket list because I want to travel.
Nice can be lit, it just depends. Yeah, you just have to be careful as well because they might see you as a British for you lot that don't speak Yoruba and go to Nigeria.
They'll rich you.
It's techier because
don't come at you.
Because what's it called? They're gonna see you as some British person that just doesn't know anything. Whereas, even though I'm a British babe. I can still understand what you're saying now. Yeah, but
I'm special anyway, so it wouldn't even be like.
No way your Britico privileges get you past. And where
they can actually just tell
you. Because they see you doing Britico, that's when they will rob you. Money. And sometimes they can use that as a way for you to go past little corners and then you can cut.
Don't take drinks from uncles when you go to Nigeria, please.
Uncle?
And if the drink is open, don't drink it, thanks. Even if it's carton, don't drink it because they might have injected it, thanks.
All right. Sorry.
No, but exams in January is what is blocking my destiny because I should be in Nigeria.
Your destiny would not be blocked in Jesus.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. But exams is what's blocking me from enjoying in Nigeria in December because I can't go on holiday when I have exams. I need to focus on exams. And it's just like, why are you in January? Why are you there? Just go away.
Sorry, lad.
So now I have to actually just wait till after uni so I can enjoy with peace of mind.
Hmm? Did you say after uni?
Yes, bro.
Man.
Summer.
That's like three.
But summer's not popping like
3 years away.
So sacrifices must be made.
You can actually.
I mean, at this point.
Yeah.
It's too late. Maybe when I was in first year. But that's too late.
It's too late. Apologize.
Get out.
But wow, actually, you know, the Niger's like that. That's out. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nigeria's enjoyment.
All I see Nigeria is dust.
You better crop that out of the thing because when the Nigerians come for you,
what did you say?
He said he sees Nigeria as dust.
No, but I feel like that. That's all I see. That's all I've been exposed to, though.
Get out.
I get what you mean.
Where are they taking you?
I live with my grandparents. I don't see anything else.
Basically, you don't see the luxury sides of
life. All I hear is come and eat bread. That's all I hear. Come and eat butter bread. That's what I'm hearing.
Master, come and eat bread.
Pure water.
That's what my mom used to sell.
Suya. How many hundred naira, Suya?
One bread.
How can JP say his mom used to sell
it? That's what he told me last.
Get off the podcast.
One bread. You can actually buy anything from traffic in Nigeria. You want a phone? There will be someone there. You spill drink on your pants? Don't worry, someone's in trouble. Nigeria is lit, man. In Nigeria, I can definitely say that the time to have Christmas, it was definitely a family thing. There was bare people, even the people that you call family, but they're not direct family. Everybody come together, jollof, all of that. But here, you come here now.
I just have such high standards because every Boxing Day, we go and see my cousins. Most Boxing Days, we've gone to see my cousins.
Boxing Day, we used to sometimes go to families or they'll come over.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the vibe that we have. I think as I've gotten older, I remember there was one Christmas, I slept at 9. Everyone's looking at me, you're all right. I said, why should I be up? Yeah, there's nothing else for me to do. I've slept to my birthday once. I got corned for that.
You did what?
I slept to my birthday once.
Yeah, that's an issue.
I think it was my 70th. I just wasn't happy.
Happy.
But anyways, no, it was my 18th. I wasn't happy. Anyways, we moved.
The only time I look forward to is New Year's Day. Oh, because we always go to the same party every year. That party's okay, but it's popping. I love going to his house.
I don't think I've ever spent New Year's at a party. It's always at church, please. Oh, you mean New Year's Day after the crossover?
Crossover, but then after the crossover, you sleep.
Not gonna lie, what's the plan for this New Year though? Because I'm thinking about it now.
I'm definitely going to be at home. I'm working Boxing Day, I think. So I'm going to be at home. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we'll be at home, but we don't mean at home. We mean like
in church.
I mean, like, what's the motive?
Definitely
if,
have
if,
to
if church is not physical, get a grip on it now, okay?
If you might want to do something, do something.
What does that even mean, bruv?
Please, government, I do not associate. He's not my lady. I do not know who this man is. I do not encourage anyone.
Oh, I forgot we're going to be back on lockdown. Ah, ha, ha, good morning. Links up with friends. Ah, ha, ha, break up.
You're charming. My New Year's Day will be spent revising.
With what?
Same I'm revising. Again, so I'm back in Brighton.
What's your favorite Christmas dish?
The thing is, I'm gonna say my favorite Christmas delicacy.
No, no, look at me.
But I'm well learned. I'm well learned. Please, I'm well learned. I'm going. Well, I like learned. My fried fish with mixed peppers.
Yeah, you're disgusting.
Or dodo.
I'm done with you. Yeah, I'm done with you now.
What do you say? Or dodo?
Or dodo gizzard.
No, don't ever do that. Yeah, get off the
what?
Phone.
What? Sorry?
Repetite.
Oh. You have to repetite. Because
you lot make me sick. Your choices are...
He said...
Dodo gizzard or gizzard dodo, you know what I'm saying? The five. I found that so much interesting. I like, okay, I find gizzard dodo with mixed peppers. I find that's been like...
Fun.
Well, because I really like gizzard, like I really do.
Gizdodo is my delicacy. So don't worry,
they're the gazy for gazy.
Hey, husband, I got beautiful. You. Husband, future husband, we will eat gizdodo nearly every day.
That's scary.
Did you say that's scary?
Yeah, that's how you end up.
Okay,
like, end up looking like gizzard.
I was gonna say if you turn into gizzard, I would have.
For Christmas, I can't lie. It's just gonna. Ugh, I don't know. I don't have I hate when people ask me what my favorite anything is. I don't have a favorite of stuff, and it really. I just like food. Like people.
Same, to be fair.
Like I just like stuff when it's like whatever I'm eating at that moment is what I like. Like I don't have a favorite. But if I really had to pick, it would just be the whole roast dinner with the turkey and the Yorkshire pudding and the rice potatoes and the gravy and the old thing. You know the shebang and then the crumble after on that one. One day we max out on your boyness. Do you get it, me? But we always add pepper. We put pepper inside the gravy. We put pepper in the turkey.
Guys,
do you know what? Do my mom does sometimes? No, it's my mom or my dad. No, my dad. You know English breakfast. There was one day. This
yeah.
baked beans was tasting a bit more spicy than usual. I said, huh?
Hello. Oh my days, he does that as well. Yeah. He put atagugbe in the baked beans.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes, Izzy. No.
Yeah. And arrested. On the bacon as well. On the bacon, when you put it in the pan. Yeah, sorry.
Not the bacon. Atagugbe.
No, my dad is funny. He says, yeah, it is really spicy. I said, no.
It's actually pepper on everything.
It's too funny.
Oh, provoke. My favorite Christmas, I have to say, the starters.
No, they're really nice. Bro. I like them.
I want puff-puff. Like I hate you. No, now I hate you.
Puff-puff is not nice.
You know, pigs in their blanket. You know, samosas.
That's not a starter. You are ghetto.
No, it's not a starter. It just popped into my head, didn't it? Pepper soup, I can't like, that's in the evening when everybody's kind of tired. But it's like,
that's for the aunties.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to lie, Chelsea's mom's pepper soup, yeah? Wagwan. Yeah, I can't lie. Let me grab that in the holidays, though.
Oh, my. They will come through, innit? During the family dinner. That
JP that lives in Jericho completes us.
Yes, out my time. Okay, but do you guys even eat live in London?
Yes, we do, actually. And I'm tired of that narrative. I'm sick of it. You lot need to go and Google wherever we live and then it will show you.
Okay, guys, what's the worst Christmas present you've actually?
Anything caramel. I hate... Oh, so many times I would tell my friends, I hate caramel. Please do not buy me anything that has caramel. What do I get for Christmas? Salted caramel chocolate. You're giving me a present.
What's the issue with caramel?
I don't like, and I have to accept it.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I just don't like it, and I don't know how many times I need to say it for you to understand. Why? I said I don't like it. Just don't buy me anything for caramel. You buy me the caramel thaltins, then you buy me caramel chocolate digestives. Just say you hate me. It's easier. Or just say you don't listen to me because I don't know why you're forcing all these things. Or buy me chocolate orange. I don't like chocolate. Don't buy me chocolate. So yeah, anything chocolate or caramel.
It's easy. What about you?
The worst Christmas present I've ever gotten. I feel like you have to receive Christmas presents to have a fun. The last Christmas present I can really remember distinctively in my head was Our Moment by One Direction. That was my best Christmas present. Actually, hold on, am I skunked? It was One Direction, One Our Direction. Moment. I actually cried. But my I don't have a worse one because I can't really think. But my best Christmas present was my trip to Dubai with the famo.
That was lit.
They paid for everything. I was like 16, so I couldn't pay. I mean, if I could, I would have.
That's cute. The thing is, I'm very impartial. Like, I'm very neutral when it comes to presents. I haven't received anything that I think I wanted. And even if it's something that I want, it's not the exact one that I want. So I'm still upset. Like, for example, my mom, you see when 3DS came out, this sounds very, very spoiled. The 3DS came out and then the 3DXL came out. My mom bought me a 3DX. XL and I wanted the 3DS because I wanted a specific color. And on the day I remember opening that, this box is tiny. Opened it said the 3DS, it had no charger. I said, sis, this is what I mean. That's no charger. I have to go and buy another one. And I was so jarred. But that.
So please have the phone call, bro.
Nah. But I don't think I've had a really bad Christmas. Actually, I think the one that I've appreciated the least was an MP, not MP, but like a music player, because I already had an iPod and I had a phone. But mom bought me a music player. I was thinking, sis, it's Android. I'm supposed to use it. But I appreciated the thought behind it because my mom knew I liked music.
You know what? I don't even mind presents that it's not specifically what I requested, but if it's something that I will still like, I'll take it. You know the presents that.
Yeah, that was me and the scarf. Really like this. Like I didn't expect it.
I take
it from my auntie in church, my old church. She was like, she gave it to me. I was like, oh my days, wow.
I get my parents sometimes. I try with my mum more than my dad. My dad, it doesn't matter. He gets fed on Christmas.
My dad's thing, he said, he's so cute. He's like, oh, I asked him what he wanted. He's like, you know, I don't mind it. This year's been tough for everyone. I just want to be with my family. So I said, that's so cute. So yeah, I got him something. My mum, I don't know. My mom wants the whole world. Nice. I'm going to give it to her. Don't worry. But it's just like, just wait a few years. You know, wait me.
Christmas presents this year. That's funny. Nobody's getting anything, and I'm okay with nobody getting me anything either because I don't have money, so free me.
You see, people get some feelings for presents.
Because you know what, even if I don't get stuff, I usually try to get people, but this year I haven't worked, so I can't.
But I really tried this year. So, but for me, my brothers are the hardest because they want trainers, and I think where do we get the money from?
Oh, I wonder who they followed after.
No, but the thing is, for me, I've never asked anyone for training.
I know, but I mean, I wonder who they followed after with that.
I told them because they got their NI number 2 days ago. I said, get a job, because I've only asked, my parents have only bought me one pair of trainers, and that, guys, this was in year six.
Bam, six. Oh my days. The last time I got trainers for my family.
Wait, hold up.
Was in year Oh no, actually, my brother got me for my birthday, but for my mum, it was in year seven. Was it year seven? Yeah.
All the other trainers have been half me, half them, or I'll get you this and I won't get you this. Like, and it's, as soon as I got my first job in 16, my parents haven't bought me anything big. They haven't bought me. And when they do, the most they've contributed is for things like uni. And when they do, they know that they complain, but they make like a big show of it. Like, I'm doing this for you. So, and I say, okay, I won't ask you for anything ever again.
Oh,
nothing. And then they get upset about it.
Most of my shoes I've bought myself. All my feelers are funded with my pocket.
No.
Beautiful feelers. No, if you guys want to
get
I will never sell into that ministry.
It's so nice.
Don't copy what I said, JP.
It's so nice, guys. It looks better.
It looks like mud to y'all.
That's really.
No, I promise you. It's sad.
It looks like mud.
Just wet sand, sis.
Do you guys go to church Christmas Day or the Sunday before Christmas?
There was one Sunday that the church fell on a Christmas Day, and I think we went. Oh no, did we? Yeah, I think we went. Like, but during the day, innit? If Christmas, no, because why? Unless there's a church service on that day, why are we there?
I mean, I used to go to. I grew up Catholic, so
yeah. I was gonna say you lot spend every day in bloody church.
Man. All right, leave us alone.
Every other all right. Day.
Obviously, so I grew up Catholic, so. We have church vigil service and then we have church day service. I don't get to church day service because I've been up all night. My eyes are red and blue. Why should I get up again? Anyways, so I don't get to church on Christmas Day, but I go to church on Christmas Eve, because Christmas Eve service is a joke, because it's just us young people. We go to have the service. Half people are falling asleep. Some people are snoring and you can hear it. And then afterwards, you know, we have like a little party afterwards, you know, in the hall, you know, we have like a little, you know, shindig. And then we go home. Now, crossover is going to be on Zoom.
Sometimes it depends. Sometimes we have Christmas. Sometimes we have a Christmas Day service or Christmas Day. Sometimes we just leave it to the Sunday before the Christmas. You know. Don't forget to follow our Instagram, guys. Letters to Parents and all of that. And keep up with the uploads and the happenings of all of this. And reach out to us in our DMs with topics that you'd like to hear, or with dilemmas that you have, or if you'd like any of us to pray with you, or you know, just general advice. You can hit us up in our Insta. Let us to
Parents. Well, I think that wraps up the episode. We don't have much to say.
Oh, by the time you guys are listening to this, as well, it's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
What? Sorry.
Who said that?
Yeah,
that
sorry, Kadi.
It was me.
Yeah, guys. Hope you guys had an amazing Christmas. You know, show them your family, show them some love. This year's been tough, so you know, cherish your family. And for those who may have lost people this year, may God be your consolation and continue to look to Him. He shall provide you with the comfort that you need. Amen.
Listen to this podcast at the end of your Christmas day. It's a nice come together family.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Letters to Parents. We hope to see you again. Please do check out our Instagram, Letters to Parents with Zs at the end of the letters and parents. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's your boy JP in the bizzle.
And it's your girl C.
Bo Shizzle.
Deuces.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time.